The subject of our class today is how's your score, scoring your Google brand page. And the first thing I want to say about this is that I don't want you to take this too seriously. I mean, I guess I don't mean seriously. This is something that was created to give us a snapshot of how well we're taking advantage of all the opportunities Google gives us to help our brand shine online. And it was created by Mike Blumenthal and Carrie Hill and I, and it's very subjective. So I don't want you thinking, oh, how do I get to 100%? Because you're never going to get to 100% because different features are available to different types of businesses, and Google is changing things up on us all the time. So the best way to use this information that we're going to discover today is comparing whether you're getting better or not at taking advantage of these opportunities, how you're doing compared to your competitors. It's very relative, and there are no absolutes. So keep that in mind as we're going through it. And the premise of this is that, we've all noticed over the past couple of years that Google is working really, really hard to try to keep people on Google rather than sending them off to other websites, including our small business websites. Google's trying to anticipate the information that people want to see. And don't forget, they have a lot of data that tells them what people want to see. And then they want to present that information about you. And what we're going to do is try to figure out what we can do to help Google show our business in the best light. And when people actually search for you by brand name, this is the page, this brand page is the page they're going to see. But more importantly, from our point of view, it's kind of a snapshot, as I said, of
No.
how well you're taking what Google thinks is important for small businesses and how well you're taking advantage of all the opportunities they've been presenting us with over the past couple of years. So the first thing you want to do is go to a browser, pick a brand. It can be your personal business, it could be the business of one of your clients. And you want to search for the brand plus the city location. So take a minute to do that. And what you'll see there is a page that Google's put together that's all about your brand. You can see that there's on this particular one, which is a law firm, you could see those gold stars really stand out. You can tell that the pictures and the local knowledge panel really stands out. What else can we tell about this business from this page? The scoring, as I say, it's subjective. It was invented by fallible humans. And so our thinking behind the scoring was what stands out on the page, which catches people's eyes. What shows you in a good light? What's helpful to searchers? And what improves your engagement with searchers? These are all things that are going to help us attract more small businesses to our doors. And what we're going to go through is paid ads up here in red, your own pages, your own website pages, how they appear. Reviews and ratings, which, as you can see from the little purple boxes, are all over this page. Your engagement with searchers, and these are a lot of the new features that Google has given us recently, like Q&A and posts. And then photos, because photos always catch your eye in the SERPs, and bonus features, which are things that are not really available to everybody. Depending on the type of business you have, they may be available to you. So let's start with paid ads. Are you bidding on your own brand name? If you're bidding on your own brand name, give yourself 2 points. And the reason for this is you can set up a campaign in Google AdWords that contains only your brand name terms. And if you set it up on its own, it will get a really high quality score and it'll drive your cost per click way down. I mean, when you think about it, no one is more relevant than your own business for a query for your business. So there really isn't much reason not to advertise on your own brand name. So give yourself 2 points if you are doing so. If your paid ad uses a local extension, give yourself another point. This is, you know, the local extensions are kind of hard to spot sometimes. So look for the little map pin in the ad. But the local extensions make you very, very local to the searchers. They let them see where you are. A lot of times they'll show your hours. So local extensions help you with that localness in searchers' eyes. Then if you have a competitor, one or more competitors that are bidding on your brand name and you're not, give yourself a minus point. And the reason for this is they're appearing at the top of your brand page. Somebody searched for you by name, and you're enabling these people to capture clicks that should be yours. Your competitors are allowed to bid on your own brand name, so you should be bidding on your own brand name also. If your competitors are bidding and you're not, minus 1 point. Then we're going to move on to site links. And site links can appear two different ways, depending on how the query is made and where you're located. You might see the big site links up here at the top, as on this slide, or you might see the small site links that are listed under your organic ad. Either type of those, if you have site links, give yourself 2 points. And the reason for this is, you know, people, they take up more space. They give your searchers more opportunities to get directly and deeper into your site to the information that they're looking for. So if you have site links showing, give yourself 2 points for that. Then take a look at your homepage organic ad. Your homepage should appear as the first organic listing in a search for your brand plus your location. And your homepage is the one that's usually going to rank for the most stuff. It's the one that's strong, generally the strongest, has the most potential ranking power. So its listing is usually seen more often by searchers than the listings for other pages. Therefore, it's kind of critical that that listing, or free ad as I like to call it, appears in the results with the proper messaging, something that's actually going to entice searchers to click through to your site or to call you. And a great homepage ad, organic ad, which is your page title and meta description combination, in my opinion, includes your brand, your main keyword phrase, your location, and a unique selling proposition that kind of makes you stand out and provides a strong call to action to searchers, give them a reason to click on there. These are all very different. The top one is for a law firm. And the reason why I think that's a great ad is it tells people what they do. It tells them that they're voted number one, that they have a high rating. And they talk about focusing on the ad itself focuses on the searcher. NACV Injury Law is here for you. You are our focus. You are why we're here in Vegas. Very searcher oriented. A lot of times, especially with professionals, they want to talk about how wonderful they are, what their experience, etc. is. And ads should really be focused on the searcher. One for Austin Dex here in the middle is very helpful. It tells you how long they've been around. It tells you the different types of things they can do. It gives you their phone number and tells you to call them for a quote. Nothing, really outstanding here, but it's a great ad because it gives searchers the information that they probably want. And then this last one for the brew pub, the best handcrafted beer and excellent food in town. Inside the Hotel Denver gives the address, gives the hours, when they're open, tells them when happy hour is, and the phone number. To me, that's really a great ad for a restaurant or a pub of some type. It really provides us with almost all the information that we might need to decide whether we're going to go there or not. So take a look at your homepage organic ad, and if you think you have a really good one, give yourself 2 points. As I said, this is subjective, and we all have our own kind of criteria for what we think great ads are. These are kind of my criteria, but if you think you have a great homepage ad that's going to get people to your site, give yourself 2 points. Then you probably have some other pages from your site that are showing up on that page. And if those are decent ads, good ads, then give yourself 1 point. And for these, again, you want to have brand, location, a key phrase. It should make a complete thought, have a call to action, and very importantly, be relevant to the page content. So on these particular ones, the deluxe tattoo one, I really like how they give you their phone number, they tell you who their artists are, their tattoo artists are, they exist to do quality work, and they tell you the artists down here in the site links. So, for a tattoo place, I think that's a pretty good ad. The ones on this other side are for Nifty Marketing, and that's a company of one of my business partners, Mike Ramsey. And they have a really unique selling proposition. If you read his homepage ad, it says, "We are a digital marketing agency that works with good people and businesses across the world. We help them grow. We do it from Idaho. Let's talk." And when you read some of their other ads, you'll get this kind of personality. Mike's personality shining through on these ads. So that's why I think those are good organic ads. They tell people whether they're going to be a good fit for them or not, and they have a little bit of a sense of humor. So if you have good organic ads showing up on your brand page, give yourself a point. Then look and see if any of your own pages are showing up with stars. And in this particular example, two pages on the Ottinger Law site are showing up with stars. This is an artifact of marking up your reviews with schema the proper way that Google likes it on your website. And you can do this on any website. To have these stars show up by implementing the schema correctly, using the right types of reviews on the site, and communicating that to Google along with pages that have a little bit of authority on them. So if you have any of your own pages with stars, congratulations. Give yourself 1 point per page that's showing up on your branded homepage, if you've got stars. Then a lot of you are also going to see third-party pages with stars. It's not unusual to see Yelp and Facebook. In fact, it's pretty normal to see Yelp and Facebook for anyone who has an active review strategy. And you can see here that any type of business can get stars. The one on the left is my law firm again. It's not my law firm, NACV Law Firm. He's got Yelp, Facebook, Avvo, and lawyers.com are all showing up with stars on his brand page. That makes him look really awesome. So if you can look at your brand page and see the types of businesses that are showing up with stars, and you have listings there that aren't showing up with stars, that should give you a clue about something to work on. And Centex Dex, they also had four different pages other than their pages that showed up with stars on their page. I mean, their pages are just glowing with stars. So this is a really great thing, and you want to give yourself 1 point for each third-party page that shows up with stars on your brand page. Then you want to look at your Google reviews. If you have 10 or more Google reviews, give yourself a point. The reason for this is research has shown that searchers need to see a certain number of reviews before they trust any of them. If they're just one or two reviews, they don't have much trust in them. Google long ago decided that 10 was the number of reviews that they felt people needed to see in order to make an informed decision. And they give us a little teeny bit of a ranking boost if we have 10 or more. So for those reasons, if you have 10 or more reviews at Google, give yourself another point. And you can see that in your local knowledge panel right up at the top. Then if you look a little bit further down the knowledge panel, you will see reviews from the web. And on this one, we have Facebook, Foursquare, and Yellow Pages. Google totally decides what shows up there. And Yelp and TripAdvisor who else? I can't remember who else. There's one more really big one that's never going to show up in these things. But this takes up a lot of space in your local knowledge panel. It's very obvious. It's kind of big. The numbers are big. They attract attention. So if your site shows up in reviews from the web, give yourself a point for that. And that is not that easy to do. It means getting quite a few reviews on your own site and using that schema markup correctly. So if you have reviews from the web, give yourself 1 point for each site that's down there. There might only be one or two. The maximum I've seen is three. Give yourself a point for each one. And if your site is one of them, give yourself another point. That's what it is, Better Business Bureau. Yelp and TripAdvisor have kind of been on the outs with Google for years and years. At one point, Google tried to buy Yelp. TripAdvisor has always accused Google of stealing its information. And I'm not sure why they're on the outs with the Better Business Bureau. But those are ones that can show up in your organic results with stars, but are never going to show up in this reviews from the web and the local knowledge panel. And that's not because of anything you do or don't do. That's just because of that's the way Google feels about those businesses. If you have a 4.0 or greater average Google rating, give yourself a point. And, you know, the reality is nobody wants to go to the worst dentist. That's not where I want to get my root canals done, and that's not where anybody wants to get their root canals done. Google wants to show the best businesses, searchers want to see the best businesses, and having a 4.0 average rating on Google, give yourself 1 point. Then also, if somebody asks for the best of something, Google is only going to show in the local pack things that have a rating of 4.0 or more. That's what Google considers the best, is businesses that rank between 4.0 and 5.0. If the Google review snippets that you have, so these are going to appear. Down underneath reviews from the web, you're going to get these review snippets most of the time. The most I've seen is 3. And if they're all positive, give yourself a point. When I look at these, the 2 of them are good. All 3 of them are good, so give yourself a point. But if even one of them is not good, is on the negative side, in this case, this was that brew pub I showed you earlier. This person thought the pizza rolls were disgusting. And Google has surfaced that. Google is quite liable to surface a not so great review for you, or not so great snippet, review snippet, because they want to show people a cross section of things. So if you have all great review snippets, give yourself a point. If they're not all good, don't give yourself any points. Then this one's going to, you're going to have to do a little bit of math here. If the third party listings that are showing up with stars average 4.0 or better, give yourself another point. And this is just a matter of totaling up all the stars on third party sites and then dividing that number by the number of third party sites with stars. Sometimes it'll be very easy to do it. For example, this Bee's Garage Door on the left, he's got all 5 stars, so that's his average. Same thing with NACVI. So give yourself a point if your third party average star ratings are 4.0 or better. Then if your Twitter feed is showing up in the SERPs, give yourself another point. And look at this. It's showing up right underneath the homepage listing with the site links, and it takes up a lot of real estate. There's 3 different tweets that are shown here. This is something that is really going to catch people's eyes on the page, and it's pretty high up on the page. So if your Twitter feed happens to show up in the SERPs, give yourself a point. Then Google Posts, if you're using Google Posts, and these have been out for almost a year now. So if you're not using them, I think in local search, I think you're crazy, because they really give us a lot of opportunity to have these stand out on the page, to stay in communication with searchers, to give people a reason to keep going back and searching for your brand and looking at this knowledge panel. And again, the different types of businesses are going to use these in different ways. You manage these from your Google My Business panel, and you need to change. They expire after 7 days unless they're for an event. If they're for an event, they will expire when the event happens. Google wants you to change these frequently. And here's one for a tattoo company. It says, we have lots of free time in the coming weeks. Get in before the tax rush. So I didn't realize that, people use their tax refunds to get tattoos, but apparently they do. So Jay Hall and company is kind of telling people, now's a really good time to come in because we're going to be busy later. Carrie McGee Real Estate. If you live in the Tri-Cities, chances are strong that I've sold a house in your neighborhood. That's really good for a real estate agent. That's what you want. You want somebody that really knows their stuff, knows the locations, knows all about that market. And then this one for Reno Hot Spring Spas and Billiards, they've got some kind of a coupon on here. Now, if nothing else, Any type of business can offer some type of coupon or discount or add-on, value add-on thing. So if you're using Google Posts, give yourself 1 point. And you can actually, you know, put up lots of posts, I think 10 at a time. And so if you have a carousel of multiple posts, give yourself one more point. In this particular case, they put up, this is a company in London that rents out places for people to do photo shoots and movies. And so they've got, they almost always have 10 posts up showing the different venues that you could rent out to do your photography. This is not going to work for all types of businesses, but for this type of business, it's something that it works very well for. Google has also given us questions and answers. And this is on everybody's knowledge panel. You've got it whether you want it or not. You can't make it go away. And if you're replying to questions on your local knowledge panel, if you have replies from the business, give yourself a point. And if you have really awesome business replies, give yourself one more point. And this doesn't necessarily mean that the replies need to be really long and involved. The example on the left shows a hot tub place in Edmonton, Canada. And somebody asked, do you have saltwater hot tubs? I want a hot tub that has low maintenance and low chemical requirements due to allergies. Can you recommend? Well, the owner of this business got on and said, he can offer you salt water, but there are a lot of alternatives. Why don't you talk to me and I can help you select the best one. Leek & Sons Funeral Homes on the right, is there a funeral today for Mrs. Davis? Well, you know, a reply is yes. But a good reply is, yes, Michelle Davis's service will be held at Leek & Sons Funeral Home, gives the address, gives the time of the wake and the funeral. That's the information that somebody asking that question wants. They don't have to keep coming back and answering questions. They get the answer that they want and need right there from the owner. So if you're giving replies and they're awesome replies, give yourself a point. And again, this is subjective, but you can see how awesome business replies are gonna make people want to ask you more questions, want to interact with you. If you have questions, but you don't have any business replies, give yourself a minus 1 point. What's happening here is people are seeing these questions on your local knowledge panel, and they see that you're not paying attention, that you're not answering the questions. You know, what do you think when you see that? Oh, these guys aren't paying attention. These guys don't care. You know, how much effort am I going to put into doing business with them? Is kind of my attitude when people are not replying to questions. And if you don't respond to those questions, other people can. Google's sending those questions out to other people in your area, other people that they may have identified as having been to your business because of their mobile phone and where it was located. And they're asking local guides for answers to questions. So you want to be the one to answer most of the questions because you're the one that has the right answers. So if you're not answering questions, minus 1 point. And now that I think about it, that should actually be worth minus more than 1 point. Google also gives you an opportunity to write a business description that shows up at the bottom of your local knowledge panel. Google let us do this before. It showed at the top of the knowledge panel, and we in the SEO world just spammed the heck out of it. Google took it away from us. Google, I don't think they're using this. They could possibly be using this for any type of ranking. This is just a little way they're giving us to interact with searchers a little bit more, some words directly from the owner of the business. So if you have entered a business description, give yourself a point for that. And with this, I think you really want it to be some kind of personal words from the owner of the business, rather than too much factual stuff, because Google's already put all the factual stuff in this local knowledge panel. If you have Google My Business campaign tracking set up, give yourself 2 points. The reason for this is you want to know how well the stuff on your knowledge panel is working for you. And you want to know if it's converting. In this particular case, Dr. Mercy Shamsaw, we've got UTM tracking, UTM source tracking on every link that they have on their local knowledge panel. So we can tell, how many people are hitting the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one. And that gives you, especially with posts, an idea of what's working for you and what isn't. And it's quite easy to track these now with UTM source codes, so there's no reason not to do it to see how well that local knowledge panel is working for you. So if you have any type of campaign tracking set up for any link on your knowledge panel, go ahead and give yourself 2 points. Now we're going to talk about photos. And your profile photo is the one that's going to show up in your local knowledge panel most of the time. And there's no reason to have a bad profile photo. I mean, I can't believe that this business, this Northwest Pool and Spa, I mean, what have we got a picture of? Their dumpsters in their parking lot. I mean, do these people never look at their own local knowledge panels? Rocky Mountain Pools and Spas, pictures of products, that's still pretty bad. How does that inspire me? It tells me they've got pool chemicals. I would expect any spa place to have chemicals. The one at the upper right is okay. It at least shows the inside of the showroom. Gives people a feel for things, kind of catches their eye. Oh, they sell hot tubs. They don't sell plastic containers of something. And the one down here at the bottom right is a good one. It shows people having fun in a hot tub. When you look at that, you know exactly what they're selling. So those are very subjective, again, opinion based. Here's what I would consider an informational photo. This is a trampoline place, I'm not sure what you call them, but a place that's just full of trampolines, and you go in and go wild jumping all over the place and bouncing off the walls. This conveys what that is to you. But look at this picture. This gives us that same information, and it shows us all these people jumping and having fun at it also. So don't just think about making photos informational, but think about making them engaging. And a lot of times, what makes things engaging is having humans in the picture. So if you have a bad profile photo, give yourself -1 point. And for that, I would consider empty rooms and offices like these law firms over here, blurry pictures. This one, it's a lawyer with his fancy new Hummer or Jeep, I can't tell which one it is, with his name on it. That's his profile photo. I'm not sure what that's supposed to convey to us. Not that he's looking out for me. That's not the feeling I get from it. And then these over here, they're just dumb. They just show terrible, terrible things. So if you have a bad profile photo, -1 point. These are what I would consider a great profile photo. And if you have one of those, give yourself a point. And the reason why I consider these great is they really invoke emotion. They kind of tell the story. They make you want a hot tub. Whether you're a family with a lot of kids and you want to sit out there on a cold winter afternoon and drink a beer with them and play, or you're a couple that's sitting in the hot tub kind of having a little bit of a romantic evening. These photos make you want a hot tub. They are what I would consider great profile photos. So give yourself 1 point if you think you have a great profile photo that attracts attention and kind of conveys what you want to convey about your business. 1 point. Then look at the photo gallery. And if you have what you would consider a good photo gallery, give yourself a point. And this is a photo gallery for Ski Sunlight. That's the local ski area here in my town, Ski Sunlight. And I think these pictures do a really good job of conveying the personality of the ski area. It shows you the terrain. It has a welcome sign. It shows families having fun together, little kids getting some kind of award. It's a really family friendly, family friendly, inexpensive ski area, and I think these convey that message to people that look at the pictures. This is not a glitzy ski area like Aspen. I would want different photos if I was trying to promote Aspen, but for a Sunlight ski area, perfect. So if you have a good photo gallery, 1 point. Then a lot of times you'll see image carousels in results. And this one is for that rock and jump trampoline park that we looked at just a little while ago. They have a whole carousel of images in their results. You're not gonna see this unless you optimize your photos, that you have a lot of photos, and that you optimize them, and or that you have a lot of customers who are uploading photos. So this could be a really good reason to encourage people to upload their photos of your business. It can help you to get one of these carousels. Too many times I see businesses that are very, very dependent on images, like a swimming pool builder or a landscaper, and they have all these beautiful pictures on their websites, but they're not optimized. They're not going to get these image carousels in most cases, but if you optimize your images, chances are that you can get a carousel. Also, videos in the SERPs. If you have any videos that show up, give yourself 1 point for each of them. And these are examples of three different types of businesses that all ended up with videos in their results. One's a restaurant, one's a lawyer, and one's a jewelry business. So if you have any videos in the SERPs, give yourself 1 point each. And this is for extra Google My Business links. Google's added several different variations of these links, our ability to have these links in our knowledge panels over about the past year. So any extra links that you may have other than just that website link that goes to your website, give yourself a point for those. In this first one on the left, Kenichi Restaurant, they have a find a table, menu, and reservations. They have three extra links, three more opportunities for people to click through to their website. Stam Dental, they've got products and services, which is more or less a menu of what their services are, and a link to their appointments page. And then Bon Bon Salon, same sort of thing, products and services and appointments. So for any links beyond the website link on your local knowledge panel, give yourself 1 point for each of those. if you have Yelp listings in on your page, Yelp is has always SEO'd their site so that they show up for just about all types of local business terms. As an aside, Yelp and Google have always battled with each other. Yelp's always crying foul and saying that Google doesn't put other people's results up high. So I think that's one of another one of the reasons why we keep seeing these Yelp Yelp listings high up in the organic results, is Google doesn't want to cause too much more of a commotion than they already have going on there. And as I said, Yelp does do great SEOs, and that's how they manage to rank for just about everything. So if you have a Yelp listing, give yourself 1 point each for them. And in this case, the Glenwood Canyon Brewing Company ended up with a page, their own page on the site with stars from Yelp, and then they ended up on the page Best Breweries Near Glenwood Springs. They're on that page as well. So they have two Yelp listings in their organics, and they got 2 points. Give yourself a point for each Yelp listing. Google's also gone on an absolute tear with best of and best listings. And in this example, we have a Yelp listing that's showing up, best ski rental in Snowmass Village. And this is where those pages like this second one here, Best Breweries Near Glenwood Springs. And this one down below is Business Insider, Best Restaurant in San Francisco, Gary Danko. So people are not going to ask for the worst. They're going to ask for the best. And Google knows they're going to ask for the best, and they want to try to show them the best. And the reason that they like these things from other websites is they don't have to vet them themselves. Somebody at Business Insider has already decided what the best restaurant in San Francisco is, and Google respects Business Insider. So Google's showing their listing here. So you can see how that's so much easier for Google to use trusted sources to tell them what is the best and show those results. So if you have any best listings on your brand page, give yourself a point. And here's one where I found Knock the Law showing up in the Best of Las Vegas, showed up on his brand page. That's pretty powerful. Give yourself a point for any best listings you have. And then this is where we come to special features in the SERPs. So if you have anything else going on that page that catches your eye that's a little bit different, give yourself a point for each one of them. And some of them, like Boulder Theater over here on the left, they have events in their local knowledge panel. You get a point for that. I think this is Cabela's search. They have a search feature that shows up in their results. And it even has images. I mean, that's pretty wonderful. That's worth a point. Some restaurants get critic reviews. These reviews are from Zagat and the Michelin Guide. That's also very attention getting. Here we have a Wikipedia listing, and that's important because people know Wikipedia, they recognize that brand, and this gives us some extra information that answers some more questions. And then this top one are snow conditions. I searched for the local ski area, and it gives me the snow conditions. They know that's what I want. So if you have any of these special features, even things I haven't talked about, there's all kinds of weird things that could be showing up out there. Give yourself a point for each of those. And then add them up and see what kind of number you get. And if you could, go ahead and give us an idea of what kind of number you got. And I'll tell you that we did this before when we did the local search class. And we've set up a tool at Local U that goes through this scoring process. And from the people that have used it, we've found that most people are falling, that there's a lot of people at the very low end, a very a lot of people at the very high, at the higher end, and most people are in the middle somewhere. So if you have 0 to 10, you've got a lot of opportunities to make it better, make that page better. And some of those opportunities are really easy to take advantage of. Better photos, adding more links to your local knowledge panel, trying to get more reviews on websites that are showing up in your on for your brand page so that you can get stars on them. Trying to get stars on your own web page. Some of these are not going to be super long, super expensive tasks. Some of them you can knock out pretty darn quickly. So that's probably where I would start is what can I do that's going to be quick and easy to get my score up? And another thing that we really think that this tool will be valuable for you to use it for is to kind of show clients or prospective clients how much work you have to do for them. Here's what your competitor's brand page looks like. Here's what their score is. Here's what your score is. How can we compete with them here? What do we want to make better first? What's really important to the client? What's important to the searcher? We've not seen anybody with a score higher than in the 30s, and most people are ending up somewhere between 10 and 30. But we don't have a huge data sample yet. So we're trying to keep track of this by industry, scores by industry, and I'll try to keep you all updated in the mastermind
Okay,
group as
great.
to what we're
Yeah,
finding once
brilliant.
we
Thank
have
you,
enough
Mary.
people
So, if
using
you've been
this that
doing
we
this
have some
as
meaningful
Mary's
data
been
to
sort of going through it, and you've kept score, please let us know your
it. Now
score
we
and your
have time for some
industry. I won't read
questions.
your names out if you don't want me to. Just it's interesting to see. We had some variations in scores last time, didn't we, Mary? So, but yeah, this is a kind of, I wouldn't say lighthearted, but a very good way of going through and seeing opportunities, as we've already
Yes,
seen
yes.
from one or two.
Right. And agree, I agree totally with Keith. This is mostly looking for ways to make it better. Not to come up with some number that makes you look good. You want to really use this to try to find good opportunities for your clients so that they can take advantage of all these new things that Google is offering. And it gives you a way to kind of convince them that maybe we should be doing these posts and back off on our blogging a little bit, or
On
rearranging their
that note,
budget
so
in
if,
ways,
obviously, people, if you can
coaching them
put
on
your
how they
questions in
can
the
set
Q&A
up
chat
that
box,
Q&A
and
so
then
it's
Mary will go through and
easy
answer
for them
this.
to manage, that
Susan
sort of thing.
asks, how
So
can
I
you
think.
use Google Posts?
So it depends on your type of business, but you go into your Google My Business management panel, a management dashboard, and I think you can write 130 characters, something like that, 130 words. It's a short blurb. You can put an image on it, and the studies that I have seen from people I've known, they all say, this is killing it. But it, A lot of it's going to depend on the type of business you have. If
Indeed,
you have
Kate makes a good point
a
here,
type of
that not
particular
only
type
is
of
this good
business
for
in mind,
yourself,
maybe you can
but
tell us what it is and we could do a little
she's sorry, I just realized I was typing quite
brainstorming
loudly.
around it.
So that's me. But yeah, she makes a good point about this. She's got a prospect for a local conversion and has managed to score them at 5 on this. So it gives her some good, good sort of grist for the mill in terms of getting them over the line. So this is also a good little prospecting tool to show how much work people have got to do. And I guess justifying your fees as well in terms of what you've done for them.
Yes. Well, I know that when I first presented this at a local U Advanced in
Into
Austin a few months
conversation.
ago, and
Yes.
most of the SEOs who tried to score their own business ended up with very low scores. It's kind of like the shoemakers whose kids are barefoot. And the one business that just blew everyone else out of the water was a, I think it was an HVAC business that had made a ton of videos. And his brand page was all about videos. So he got a really high score. So it's not going to be the same for every type of business, what you want to do for them. And one another thing you can do is kind of do these brand searches for businesses like yours in really competitive areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, and see what people are doing for your types of businesses there. For example, if you're a tattoo parlor, start looking at what the other tattoo parlors in the country are doing
And this is a
to
lot
get
of what
some
SEO
really
is
good
about
ideas.
traditionally, is just where we all used to
You
sort of
don't
be
have to be
staring
that
at
creative if you're
other
really good
results
at
and wondering how on
research.
earth we
You
got those
can
results.
borrow
So it's
ideas
often
from
the
other
case of looking
people.
at what your competitors are doing as well. So it's a mine of information. We've got a few questions here, and I've got a few questions for you as well. Could you just explain a little bit, in case people don't know, about the UTM source code for the tracking?
Okay, so analytics is not my thing, but you can put in a source code. You can label those links with the source
I think yes.
code and then track them
think
in Google
we've got a resource on this
Analytics.
at all. Have we got a resource on this at all that we
I'm
can
sure that Keith
give
knows
Christy?
more
I'll
about
see if
that than
Christy's
I
got
do.
something there that'll explain it better.
So I'm going to
I'm
put you
sure
on
there
the
must be
spot.
something on Search Engine News already. Ron asks, do you have what do you mean about optimizing the images for size in sorry, is it file size in order to get the image on the carousel, or what other optimizations can you do?
I don't think it's file size. I think it's images that they can identify with your business. So, they're you have a alt text on them. They've got good file names, that sort of thing, as far as optimizing them. Perhaps even putting captions on them if necessary. But just letting know that these images are about my business. And if you upload them to your business profile, then Google knows they're about your business. And if customers upload them to your profile, that lets Google know they're about your
Yeah,
business.
so and
So,
file names and so on as well,
things you can do
presumably
to
might
let them
help.
know you're about your business, they're about your
Yeah, it
business.
was a
And I
good
just
point
mean
about the
like
star
old
ratings,
school
Mary. In
image
fact,
optimizing
just coincidentally
for
today, I
SEO.
had the flip side reverse of this, where I was searching for a new accountant, and one of the it was just quite an interesting process seeing it from the other side. One of the accountants had got about 5 reviews up, all 5 stars, but I noticed they were all within the last month or few weeks, and I kind of well. That doesn't really seem very likely to me, which is an interesting thing because another one had got them over, a year or 2 years or whatever. So the velocity of getting these up there can look false as well. They may well have all been genuine, but it's quite in, you know, it's quite important to make sure you get reviews over time rather than just a whole heap in one fell swoop. Have you got anything else to add to that?
And well, I do have something to add to that because I think in reality, there are many instances where you could get a lot of reviews all at one time and then not get any more for a while. For instance, let's say you had some kind of special event, you had a big sale, you did something special for
Yes,
the
I think in this
community,
instance,
or you know, some
I think in
there
this
are
instance, it was
things
kind of
that
all
happen
about.
that would naturally have make you get more reviews.
So, sorry, I think in
So
this
I'm not
instance,
sure
Mary,
how
it was
that would
because it was an
affect you.
accountant, so it kind
And
of,
you
I
know,
didn't
I've
really
heard
feel that
people
there might be
talk.
a, you know, I understand what you're saying there. I think this
You're
was,
breaking up on me,
because
Keith.
it was an accountant, it just looked a little bit sort of like it was forced there, but it may well have been genuine.
Yeah,
Yes,
and a
absolutely.
lot of times, yeah, and a lot of times that happens because they finally decided to institute some kind of process where they're asking for reviews, and then all of a sudden they start getting a lot of them. So I'm not sure that I have really seen any evidence of people getting reviews too fast hurting them. In fact, I was still on as a, I think, a read only for a lawyer that I did an audit for. I was on his Google Analytics and his Google My Business
Yes.
dashboard, and he didn't take me off when we were finished with our little project. But he did learn from my audit that he should be
Yes, I can get
soliciting
that.
reviews. So I'll be darned if they didn't go out and start contacting all of their past customers from years and years. And started
Yeah.
asking them for reviews. And I started seeing like three or four a day coming
New
in,
things,
the
yeah, you can
notices of
tell.
new reviews for this lawyer. And they're all still up. You know, I guess the fact that they were
Yes.
actually real customers, even though they're from years ago and they were probably highly coached,
No.
and
Well, good
possibly
reviews
given
obviously
a
is important.
reward.
It's a nice problem. Yes. Yeah, I
You know,
think
so
my
I'm
point
not
was
sure I
there,
would
just in
worry
terms
about
of if
getting
that's
too
all
many
you've
good
got, you
reviews
know,
too
it's
fast.
something you want to address over time.
That's a problem
We've all
I'd
done it.
like
When
to
I
worry
started
about.
doing mine, I went to old customers in the same way, in order to get a few. But I think it's good to have them continuing to come in. So having an option for how you consistently approach customers that obviously you're happy to get reviews from, in order to get them to review you, is a good methodology. Right, we've got a few bits and pieces going on here. Bear with me just one second. One person here asks where you can go to see your score. This is a score that you do yourself, but I think, Mary, you've got a link, have you, to the local U? And that answers somebody else's question as well. That's it. We have another
Oh yeah,
question here
let me
about
go ahead
local
and
U.
get
This is
that. So we, you know, put up
to do with Mary.
kind of a rudimentary tool that'll do this for you. Control C. Okay, so where'd my Adobe go? There you go. So this link is to the place where you can do this
Brilliant.
score and it'll score it for you automatically, or
Okay, I'll
you
pop
can
that through in
send
just a second.
prospects
Oh,
there
lovely. Thank you very much, Mary, to pop that
or
through there.
customers and have them do it
So, yeah,
themselves.
that's the BrandScore tool, and a good example of a bit of link bait as well, to be honest. Well done, Mary. That's an evergreen tool that people will link to, so it's a good option. Well, there we go. It's one of those things, isn't it? Whenever you do a tool, you've got to do, but it's an example of putting a little bit
Well,
of effort into something that
You
that
know,
other
we were
people
kind
would
of
find very
reluctant because now
difficult
we have to keep it up to date too.
to replicate and makes you unique. And that's, I'm sure, getting links already, isn't it, Mary? So Gail asks, is there anything you can do to get the site links for organic listing?
Yes. So, you know, the most, as far as I can tell, what you really need to do is just build up your site authority and the authority of some important pages inside your site. There was a time, maybe from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that it seemed like for some reason everybody was building these small business websites with a totally flat site structure. So they all had the same number of links, they all had the same page authority, and it really didn't let Google know what's important about this site and what isn't. So if you have one of those flat site structures, then you might want to consider maybe going more with some kind of hierarchical site structure that
Would
communicates to
breadcrumb links
Google,
help there, Mary?
this, you
Would
know, my
breadcrumb
homepage
links
is the
help?
most important, but here are the next most important pages, and here are the pages that are not quite so important, because those breadcrumb links, you know, they probably would help a little bit, but I think you really have to build up that page authority.
Yes.
And the
Telling
easiest way to do
it
that,
as
in
it
my
is.
opinion, is through the site
Right,
structure.
so
But if you've already
just
got a
as
site
per
with
normal, go
terrible
around
site
and
structure,
try and
then it's
improve
through
the
linking.
overall site as well. It's all about trying to tell Google, to give it as many clues as possible as to what you think are important pages. If you don't know what the important pages are, how will Google know? So make sure it's obvious. Scott asks, you said Mary says about killing it for writing posts. Does that mean you should definitely be doing it? I don't know if killing it means works or avoid
Right.
it.
It means you should do it. You know, really sit down and brainstorm if it, in your business or with your clients, what you know what was really going to appeal to their customers. And you know, but then you've got to get people going to doing brand searches in order to even see that local knowledge panel. So it's kind of a two-pronged thing. But if you've got a lot of people that are seeing you because they're searching by brand name, you can look in Search Console, see if they're searching for you by brand name. And most of what most of us see are brand searches. Then, you know, you can get people to look at that, and that post entices them to go to your website in some way, or to come into your business, or to do something else. But this is an example from a gated data geek at Local U, Joel Headley, who used to work for Google Maps. He works for an outfit that specializes in medical practices, and he did large-scale testing of posts soon after they were made available to us. And he found something like an 11% lift in the number of clicks through to his website just by putting up a post, the you know, short little post saying, call us to make an appointment, and then
It's pulling people by the nose, then, isn't it?
image that just said, make an appointment or book now or call us or something like that. And that simple thing, yeah. You know, so if you're a Starbucks, you know, it's probably not gonna make that much difference. But if people are have heard about you, they're if somebody's recommended you to them, they've seen you advertising in a local newspaper, they saw you sponsoring a local event, and they think, oh, I want to check them out and see if I want to use them, and they do a brand search. If they see that post there as well, that can get you some more traffic to your website. And of course, getting any more traffic to your website from that local knowledge panel
Brilliant.
makes Google
We have a
think that you are
question here.
popular,
Are there any tools that can help
makes
automate posts
Google
to
think you're
Google?
prominent, and helps
For
boost your
example, our
rankings a
Instagram,
little
or
bit.
this was a Google Plus question. For example, our Instagram posts automatically post to Facebook and Twitter. Those posts that
No, I don't know of any tools that will automatically post for you. And I don't think, I don't really think that's what Google wants. They're trying to help you engage with your searchers who have a chance of becoming your customers. So, do you want to, I think it's better to, kind of set up some kind of internal system to organize those for you. And you can use the same ones over and over again. This doesn't have to be a hard problem to solve. You can come up with a post a week for 2 months and then repeat them again if they're working for you. Or, and if you're smart, you'll be looking at the analytics for them and
Okay,
saying,
Ron.
oh,
Sorry,
these two
Mary.
work
Go on.
great and these didn't. We'll do more like the ones that work great. Like all marketing, it's kind of you got to figure it out as you go along. But but one tip that I will give you that one of my HVAC clients is using is when people call them, they put coupons up. They always have some kind of coupon up. And when people call them, they say, go after
Right.
they've had their discussion, they say, well, if you'll search for our brand name, you'll find a coupon on the page. And if you click through on that coupon, you can print, you can get the code or whatever. So
Yeah, brilliant.
what they're
Okay,
doing is
so it's
getting
getting the
people to
engagement
search for
through
their
from that.
brand,
Ron
which is
asks,
going to make
is
people
there any
again think
danger
they're
of
more
doing anything
prominent, more
wrong or
popular,
doing
and help
anything
them rank
damaging
better.
in Google My Business? It's a very broad question.
Lying about a fake location, to me that's the worst thing you can do is the fake locations. And not that you can't get away with it, but in my opinion, if you put the same amount of resources into doing things right, you have something sustainable rather than something that could disappear at any moment. But yes, there are guidelines. Google
Kate
has very
makes a
extensive
point here. She's just had
guidelines
to tell a
now that
client to
are quite
remove a
helpful.
5-star review given
Let
by
me
his
look
own
those up
son.
and
I mean, I
get you a
guess
link to them.
I've seen one of the clients try and get his rating up by doing a review himself, which seems a little bit obvious on his own one as well. So that's an obvious no-no. But it's interesting also people answering the reviews. You can come across quite aggressive if you answer a negative review in a bad way. It's the same guy, actually. He's got a bit of an issue, I think, going on here. But actually arguing on that. Yeah,
Yeah, and
absolutely.
sometimes as an agency, sometimes as an agency, you need to take
No,
away
he's
review responses
saying
if you
I
have a
object to
client
this.
like
This is a
that.
totally false review and stuff like this. And I'm like,
Don't
oh,
even tell them they got a bad review until
right.
you've already told them
Right. So I think we can.
that. Well, but there are a lot of fake reviews out there. And Google is not going to do anything about them. I mean, Mike Blumenthal, Jason Brown, and Joy Hawkins, they've been
Yes.
working for probably about a year pretty hard on trying to get actual spam review
Yeah,
networks
absolutely.
taken down with
Those,
not very much success.
no.
So
I think
me reporting one review I think is
yeah.
fake is
Sorry,
just a
Mary, I
waste
was
of
just
my
gonna say
time.
the most
But if
effective
you
way of
do
doing that
think
I've
it's a
seen is just
fake
to say
review,
we've looked on our records
Yeah, I
and
mean
there is
there are
no record
polite
of you
ways.
dealing with us, and that's quite a good way of
There are
sort of showing it up.
And then, being really polite and nice and saying,
Absolutely, get it
if
off.
I've
Yeah, get it
if I'm
offline.
mistaken, please give me a call so that I can, try to resolve this problem for you.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. And it also lets people know that, maybe this wasn't a customer. But the truth is that any type of interaction that the business has had with somebody, they can review you. If they walk by your store and thought your display sucked, they can write a review about you and Google. That's okay to Google. If they called you on the phone and didn't, felt like they had to wait too long to get an answer, or somebody was rude and they leave a review about that,
Yeah,
that's
or how
okay
we
with Google.
interacted rather than were
So
they a
I think a
client.
lot of times
Because
we
you can
need
hack
to
people off
kind
well
of
before
twist our minds around
you deal
into
with them
what
if you're not careful.
really constitutes a fake review.
Yeah. Excellent. Right. Oh,
Yeah.
Casey says
Your service
regarding
truck
Google
could cut
Posts, I
somebody
believe
off
they're
in
important
traffic
and feel they
and
should
they
be
could leave
done.
your
Wondering
business
if
a bad
agencies
review.
have added an additional fee to do this for clients. It takes quite a bit of time. Curious about ideas or thoughts on this from the community.
So there are at least a couple of outfits, and I can't remember who they are right now. One of them is Ben Fisher's Demand Media, I think it's called Demand Media. Nerdy Hire. Nope, I can't remember the name of it, but there are a few outfits that are doing posts, have figured out ways to do posts for other people. And if you, it is something that, was a pretty inexpensive when I looked at it. Like maybe a post a week for $100 a month or something like that. So it is something that you may wish to outsource.
Yeah, I mean,
Or
Casey,
again, spend some time
absolutely, as Mary
creating a
says, but if you
library of
perhaps
posts
have an
and
upfront
just,
fee for coming up
going
with
through that
10
library and
posts
posting
and
them
then
at
an
your
ongoing,
the
you'll
intervals you
post them
want.
for so much a month and work out how much it's going to cost. Try it. Try it for yourself, see how long it takes, and then you can sort of bill at a reasonable amount, and people are generally quite happy, especially if you're tracking this kind of stuff and can see a response from it. A good question here about reviews. Do you have to respond to every positive review? I'm afraid to come across impersonal with simple thanks for your kind words after each review.
There's a lot of discussion about this, and ideally, the people who are obsessed with reviews say you should respond to every review, positive or negative. I kind of agree with you that they start to sound pretty disingenuous pretty quickly. And
Yes.
I and some people have like a library of responses, and they just keep putting those in there over and over again, and everybody can tell that they're canned. So I would say if you don't have time to really respond to every positive review in a meaningful way, then I wouldn't worry about it. I would just, the raving reviews, the people who are good repeat customers,
Yeah. Especially, as you
somebody
say, if they're a
who's
long-term
said
client,
something
you can
really
say,
nice about a
enjoyed
really
working with you over the
profitable
years,
service
and
you
it sort of just
offer,
adds a bit more to
those
it,
you
doesn't
might
it,
want to
really?
respond to.
Yeah, I come across this issue. I mean, it's nice to have good reviews. As you say, you don't really want to be answering every single one. You start to think, I've kept saying
Yes,
this.
it
It's
does. Great
absolutely.
thinking.
So it's a good thing thing to have. But Scott asks, if you're writing social media posts for Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, do you recommend doing the same posts in the Google Posts?
No, Google posts are completely different. It's really short. You have, let me find out what the guidelines are for the post. You don't
If you're
have
used to
very
tweeting,
much
then you should be good.
room there. You get to get one complete thought, and that's about it. But I do think that, yeah, exactly.
But less
It's
is
got
more
about the
anyway. If you can
same
be
character
succinct,
length, I think, as
you
the
want to
new
get people
tweet length.
to act on it. So you want a call to action. Be as
I'm not
concise as
finding that
possible.
very
People
quickly.
lose interest.
And
Roughly
I,
300 characters, Debbie.
yes. Okay, here's one I
That
found. Guide to Google Posts for Google My Business. I will post 300, okay.
Yeah.
So, and I pers you know, and if you have more than a maybe 170 or so, it's going to get cut off, and people are going to have to click on it to see more. So think about that when you go to use them. Do you want to use a complete thought that they find everything they need to make them want to click on it
Just some time on
before
going
they
through those.
click through to read the rest of it? Or, how do you want to deal with that? That should be something you think about. But I think that in, I was going to say, I think that you need to consider how visual your business is. And if it's a visual business like a flower shop or a tattoo artist or a landscaper or a plastic surgeon, anything where photos are
We've got
really
a
going to
couple of
make the difference, that
bits of
that's what I would be
terminology here.
concentrating on is
Somebody asks,
showing those
what is
really great
the difference
photos
between, yeah,
because they're
obviously,
really going to
when
catch
you come into
people's eye.
these sessions, if you can give your name, it just makes it easier to give the question as well, please. What is the difference between Google Plus page, Google Business page, Google Maps listing, and brand page?
Okay, so Google
Mostly SEO.
Plus is something that I don't think you should be paying any attention to anymore. I mean, there are a few people who have found a way to use it successfully, but for the most part, Google has totally given up on Google Plus, and I don't see much reason to waste any time with that.
And also, you ask
They're
where a
totally
post is displayed to users.
disassociated.
Those
Google
are on
Plus is totally disassociated
the
from
brand.
Google My Business now. It shows up in the local
Okay,
knowledge
and
panel.
we're
So
getting to the last
anytime your
question here.
local knowledge panel,
Stefan
if somebody
says,
sees your local knowledge
are
panel, they
videos
will see
effective in
those
Google My
posts
Business?
very prominently on there. Depends on the type of business you have. I think that I'm encouraging everyone I work with to at least upload a couple of videos to Google My Business because they say that's the way everybody wants to consume content these days. But I think that no matter what kind of business you have, a video is a good way to show the personality of the business. If you have products, it's a good way to show the product. If it's a like a professional type business, accountants, lawyers, doctors, where it, you're hiring the person, that it's very important that we
Another
trust that
idea is
person.
to
Videos
use
are really great for that,
recommendation
so people
testimonial
can see
videos.
you, hear you,
Those
feel
are
like
very
they've
powerful.
learned a little bit about you and that they
And
know
they
you
don't
a
have to
little
be that
bit.
professional. I mean, the thing is, you can actually ask your clients when you're with your clients, can I take a quick video, would you
Yes.
mind just saying, in your own words? I mean, we've got a Hungarian company, very, very thick accents. They never appear on their own videos. You never hear the question. You just hear the client giving the testimonial, and they've just, we said, just simply ask them, and if they say no, that's fine. But they're getting testimonial video after testimonial video. It's absolutely brilliant. And we use those all over the place on YouTube, on the Google My Business page, and on their web pages throughout their site. So that's a really great way of using them. Just the phone. Absolutely. We had issues where they were using them portrait instead of landscape, so that was a bit of an issue for
And are
YouTube.
they using
But
their
they've got
phones
that.
to
They got
record these
used to that
videos?
now. But
Yep.
literally, the accent's that thick. You wouldn't, and it also puts people off because there's a lot of obviously EU backlash here as well. So they don't, they're very conscious of their accent. So, once they went, they're the nicest people ever, and they got so many 5 stars. But and the testimonials are just, they've doubled their inquiries from these because it's just all over the website. And it's a very good way just to get into the habit of doing it. It's just getting into the habit. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I really like the idea of just doing it right there while you have a happy
I've got one
customer
on the front page of my website.
in your
The customer
shop or
came
your
over. I've known him for a
office.
long time. I said, "Oh, by the
It
way,
doesn't matter how
you do
professional
loads of
they look,
testimonial
the
videos. Can I
less
have one from you?" And I took it
professional
there and
they look,
then.
the more authentic they seem.
Just tell us what you think. And it's one of the best videos I've got. It's people, if they kind of back away up the wall, then obviously let it go. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and I like Keith's idea of the video testimonials because a lot of times you'll have people and they don't want to be on a video. That's the reason they won't do videos for you. But in
Yeah,
a
and often it's
company
just a
with more
question
than
of
four or five
getting people
people,
in
you can
front of the
almost
camera
always
the
find
first time
somebody that's a
as well.
ham
If they if
who would
yourself,
love to be
just
on the
do it. Just tell
videos
people
and
to
can do
do
a
it.
decent job
You
of.
know, it's sorry, I've just seen a funny comment on that. Thank you for that, Stefan. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's often just a question of getting your client to actually do this or yourself to actually do it the first time, and get used to doing it. And it's invaluable because it shows personality, isn't it? In terms of your people like to deal with people, and that if that's how you stand out from the crowd, then that's how you're going to get the business. Right, brilliant. Thank you very much, everybody. I don't think right. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Jim has asked any links to adding Google Review Schema to a website. Perhaps Christy, if you've got a link there, we'll pop something through. If we haven't got it by the end of this session, it will be on the. It will be on the slides after on the slides afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you Okay. And one thing to think about is using a review platform. There are several good, inexpensive
I've just got one
review
question.
platforms that will
You say
do
about the
that for
best
you on the
listings,
website,
like
as
Yelp and
well as
Business
helping
Insider and so
you
on. How do you
solicit
go
reviews
about best
elsewhere
getting
more.
those, onto those? Is there any knack to it, or do you just search for best or best such and such and see if you can get on there? Are there any tips you can give?
So some of them, it's going to be from a local magazine or newspaper or something like that. So the way you get on theirs is by getting a lot of votes a lot of times.
Yeah.
The ones that are written by critics, that's going to be, you're going to actually have to be one of the best in order to get on their lists. But some sites like Yelp, you just need to get more good reviews than anybody else, and you're going to end up on their best of pages. So you kind of need to take it on a case-by-case basis and see what's needed. I think on like the Avvo and the other lawyer websites, You can do
We have some
things
more
that
questions.
will earn you points
Sorry, Mary, we have some more
that will
questions
help
coming in.
you
So great.
be get high, you
It's
know, rated
marvelous to see all these
higher
questions.
on their
Virginia says,
website.
so
So it's
local,
kind of
oh, I think we just, there
site-specific.
we go. So local knowledge panel is the result of Google displaying Google My Business with items added by Google.
Basically, yes. But what's really happening is Google has got a database now of entities, and your business is considered an entity. So everything it knows about your entity is in that database, and you're one of the people that can put information into that database by adding it to Google My Business, if that makes sense. You are just one of the sources of information that Google uses to create that local knowledge panel. You know, and the reason for that is if we're all going to talk about ourselves, we're going to say we're wonderful and
Brilliant,
we're the
thank you.
best.
And
So
looks like
Google
the
needs
last
to kind
question
of
here
discount what we
from
say about
Lisa. What
ourselves
review
and
platforms do you
put a
recommend,
lot
Mary?
more weight on what other people are saying about us. So I have used
You're a
and
little
I
bit biased.
use and I have always used Get 5 Stars, but I am a business partner with two of the guys who invented Get 5 Stars, so I am definitely biased. There are some other ones out there. But the reason I love these guys is Mike Blumenthal is one of the guys behind it, and he's obsessed with reviews and with Google My Business. He's a Google top contributor, and whenever Google does something, he's aware that it's going to happen ahead of time, even though he can't tell us. I mean, kind of in a general way, he's aware of it. Like he knew Google didn't want people marking up third-party reviews. He knew ahead of time that Google was probably going to get rid of anonymous reviews. But
Just
of
one
course,
other
he can't
question, which I
tell
didn't
anybody
realize
that.
until I've just
But he
posted it
knows
there.
that,
Sorry,
so he
Verna.
can
I saw the
work
first
on
half
his
of it.
product being ready for
His
when that
question is:
actually
Is there a way to
happens.
add his own questions and answers in Google My Business, or do you have to search for different users asking questions?
You can do your own Q&A. And I think Mike Blumenthal wrote a little guide about how he went about doing it for Barbara Oliver, his pet client, and how you can do it as well. Let me see. Questions and answers. Understanding the master. Let's see here. Here we go. I found it. It's called The Big Guide to Google Questions and Answers. And I will post it here. So he kind of walks you step by step through the ways to do that and recommends it. He thinks
Excellent.
it's a
Yeah,
really
that's a
good
very good
idea for you
point.
to think
Brilliant.
about
Okay,
what
thank you
your
very much,
most
everyone, for
commonly
being
asked
so
questions
interactive on this.
are
It's been a brilliant
and to
session, as always,
seed
Mary, and
your Q&A
recommend
with
you
that.
sort of run through this and do this. We've already sort of seen how you can start to use this to help you get new business as well. No, this is a guide. Yes. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks
Just
everybody.
don't get
And
obsessed
if
with
you could just let us
score.
know, any key takeaways you've got from the session,
Yeah,
that's
it's just
always
a
nice to
guide and it's
hear.
very
Anything you
subjective.
think we can do better, or I'm sure Mary's done a bang up job. Everyone seems to be very happy there. Thank you very much, Mary, and thanks everyone for coming along. And we'll see you at the next session.